This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on October 8, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the agenda is draft advisory opinion 2009-22 Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. And we have a presentation from Cheryl Hemsley and Amy Rothstein. And we have someone who's recused. Commissioner Weintraub is recused. And we'll be watching from the seats. We're ready for the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, good afternoon. Agenda document number 09-65 responds to a request from the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. The request asks, what is the appropriate covered period if the committee chooses to file its lobbyist bundling reports on a quarterly basis instead of monthly? The draft concludes that as a monthly filer, if the committee elects to file these reports on a quarterly basis, then the applicable covered periods are semi-annually in non-election years and semi-annually, quarterly, and pre- and post-election reporting periods in the election years. We received no comments on the draft, and I'd be pleased to answer any questions.
And thank you very much. We've heard no comments from the public on this matter. Are there any comments, discussions on this? If not, do we have a motion? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of draft advisory opinion 2009-22 as set forth in agenda document number 09-65.
Thank you very much. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? None. Hearing none, it's 5-0 with Commissioner Weintraub accused. The next item on the agenda will be a draft advisory opinion 2009-24, Illinois Green Party. The records show that the Commissioner Weintraub has returned. Are we ready to proceed, Council?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before you is agenda document numbered 09-64, responding to a request from the Illinois Green Party. The request seeks recognition of the ILGP as a state committee of a political party under the Commission's regulations. The draft concludes that based on the evidence provided, the ILGP does qualify as a state committee of a political party for the following reasons. First, the Commission in a 2001 advisory opinion recognized that the Green Party of the United States, the national organization with which the ILGP claims affiliation, qualifies as a national political party. Second, the ILGP is part of the official Green Party of the U.S. structure, as is indicated by a letter submitted by the executive director of the GPUS. Finally, the ILGP is responsible for the day-to-day operation of the GPUS at the state level, as is evidenced in the bylaws and by the ILGP's placement of candidates for federal office on the 2008 ballot in Illinois. We received no comments on this draft, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much.
Please answer any questions.
Are there any questions or comments from the commissioners? If not, hearing enough, do we have a motion? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of draft advisory opinion 2009-24 set forth in agenda document number 09-64.
Thank you very much. Any further comments or questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Hearing none, it's 6-0 in favor of the motion. Thank you very much, Council. The next matter is draft advisory opinion 2009-23, Virginia chapter of the Sierra Club. Mr. Trister is here, has requested to be available for comment, but I believe that will not be necessary from all I can tell. Oh, pardon me, I'm sorry. Ms. Shadler, I apologize. Are you ready to proceed, Council?
This is a late submitted document, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Vice Chairman, do you have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I would move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 09-66.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Hearing none. The motion passes 6-0. We're ready at this time, Council.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Virginia chapter of the Sierra Club and the Sierra Club Voter Education Fund requested an advisory opinion, and you have before you agenda document number 09-66, which provides a draft response. The Virginia chapter has formed a PAC for the purpose of engaging in state and local political activities in Virginia, and the PAC wishes to engage in certain activities in connection with upcoming elections, which are specifically described in the draft response. The Voter Education Fund intends to provide partial funding for these activities. The Virginia chapter and the Voter Education Fund represent that they are not political committees under the Act and regulations, and they ask whether, given that representation, their funding of these activities is subject to allocation under 11 CFR 106.6. The draft concludes that 11 CFR 106.6 does not require the requesters to allocate with respect to the described activities, given their representations. Section 106.6, by its terms, applies to SSFs and non-connected committees, and the history of Section 106.6 indicates that these terms were understood to refer to political committees under the Act and regulations. We received no comments in the draft response. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any questions from the commissioners? If not, do we have a motion? Vice Chairman, you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of Draft Advisory Opinion 2009-23 as set forth in Agenda Document Number 09-66.
Thank you very much. Any comments? If not, all in favor? Aye. Opposed? None. Again, the motion passes 6-0.